With today's FrugalRural Report, I'm Bob Larson. Last month's announcement that an additional $14 billion was made available for the second round of coronavirus food assistance program relief was good news for farmers around the country. But equally good news, according to U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, was the addition of several specialty crops, important here in the Northwest, to CFAP eligibility.
I'm delighted that we were able to get those commodities that are so important to the Pacific Northwest included. They were left out of the original program, and it took some work to communicate with USDA as to the importance of those crops to us and to other areas of the country.
It doesn't get much bigger in the Northwest, Newhouse says, than apples, wheat, and potatoes.
It's critical for our producers who have been impacted by this pandemic that's affecting all of us in so many different ways to make sure that they are held up as strong economically as possible so that they can continue to be able to produce the necessary food for our country and the rest of the world after this pandemic passes by.
And this assistance, Newhouse says, could help so many.
We need to make sure we have a strong agricultural industry moving forward, and I think this will help provide that.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the pandemic and what more is needed for the survival of our farmers and ranchers. And this has been today's FrugalRural Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.